Reva Babes, this is Alyssa, CEO and co-founder of RevAssist Training and Development Center. We provide both paid and free training for aspiring real estate virtual assistants, equipping you with hands-on experiences that will help you understand the real tasks of a Reva even before you land a client.
So this show is created to be the safe sanctuary for aspiring freelancers, providing encouraging and inspiring stories, as well as Reva or freelancing advice and information from other VAs, coaches, and gurus. Welcome to the RevaPod, where real estate virtual assistants call home.
Welcome to another episode of RevaPod. I'm super excited to meet this person. Number one, it's my dream to become a nurse when I was a kid. And until now, meron pa din akong parang dream in the past na parang hanggang ngayon gusto ko pa rin maging nurse. Kaso hindi ako pinalad na i-pursue yung healthcare industry just because my parents couldn't afford, you know, me na parang mapunta doon sa path na yon. So, super happy ako na napunta ako sa family na talagang nandoon sila sa medical field. And second, eto, napapanood ko na siya sa YouTube dati. So, if you remember, si Ma'am Shishina, isa siya sa mga napapanood ko. Eto din. So, si Miss Jelly, number one, mahilig siya mag-pole dancing. Ano kayo dyan, diba? Sa mga aspiring freelancers. So, if you enjoy doing, you know, things that you want to pursue, like pole dancing, she was also a former law student. Oh, pang taas ang level. She is a licensed psychometrician. This one, I'm not 100% sure. So, itanong na lang natin sa kanya mamaya. Pero isa siya sa mga pinakamagandang VAs. Yes naman. Na nakita natin sa TikTok. And now, she is going to share with us ano bang ginagawa ng healthcare VA. Diba? So, maybe some of you are, you know, in the nursing field or healthcare industry, nanonood ng mga nurse, mga doktor, tapos gusto na ninyong pumasok sa work from home industry. Pupwede ba? Posible ba? Diba? So, ito yung malalaman natin for today. And we are going to talk to Miss Jelly Sardan. Ayan. So, siya yung magpapakilala and mag-i-introduce sa atin about what healthcare VA is all about. So, if you have heard about Hello Raish, ito na siya. So, magpapakilala siya sa atin. So, let us all welcome Miss Jelly Sardan. Hi, Miss Jelly!
Hello, Miss! Nako, nakakahiya naman, Miss. I'm very honored to be invited in this venue because, like, I have shared you before that this is really my advocacy talaga to be able to share opportunity that is available because, you know, way back, I've heard about freelancing na, but then it wasn't really a mainstream. And, you know, the mindset of the people is, ano ba, scam ba yan? Legit ba yan? Stable ba yan? So, ganun siya, Miss. And, like, even I myself was skeptical. But then, you know, like, the world changed since the pandemic happened. And so, like, the mindset, parang naging open, more open tayo. And, like, we adapt to the changes. Diba, Miss? Diba, Miss Isa? I'm very happy to see you so beautiful, Miss! Oh, my God!
Formal-formal natin dito. Huwag tayo maging formal.
Yes, Miss. I'm very happy that you invited me here. Actually, this is really my first collab. And I'm very honored to be invited by you. And I really love your vision of like training, providing free training. Kasi I am also in the field of training and development, Miss. So, si Lord na lang ang magbe-bless sa'yo, Miss. Dahil you are parang opening free training for like for people to have access about this. Aww. So, yun siya, Miss. Thank you so much, Miss Isa.
Hello! Oh my gosh, wait lang. Kinikilig pa din ako. Ang ganda-ganda mo talaga.
Sa Zoom lang yan, Miss. Feature sa Zoom.
Ako din. Balik ko din yan. Sa Zoom lang din yan. So, sa mga kaibigan ko, huwag kayong maniwala dyan. Pag nakita nila ako sa personal, hala, hindi naman siya ganun, diba?
And then also, Miss, kwento ko lang, parang nung first na parang nag-message ka sa akin, Miss, parang I was really, parang kinilig talaga ako, Miss. Kasi parang like when I see you on TikTok, you cutting your hair is like empowering, like, oh my God, like, hindi ko kaya yan. Pero like, you're very beautiful, kahit short pa yung hair mo, long pa yung hair mo. So like, I'm very inspired by this woman. And I think like, beyond the beauty, like, you know, your passion and, you know, your advocacy to help people. So that's what I get so kilig when you like invited me here. So thank you so much, Miss Isa and Miss A, of course.
Hello, grabe naman. Pinigilig naman ako sa iyo. Huwag ka na, tama na, saglitin. Ang ganda-ganda mo. Sayang wala ka. Oh, wow, diba? Nandiyan natin kung nandito si Jowa. Pero niya, sabi ni Anne kasi mahihiyain si Jowa. Di ba? Mali.
Opo. Next time.
Okay, isa pa. Opo. Time.
Opo.
Ayun na. So, ito, kwentuhan mo muna kami about yourself. So, ito na. Nakita ko yung video mo na nagpo-pole dance ka.
Actually, miss. Parang, yun din parang one of the, like, blessing na parang I am experiencing now and the reason that I am happy about, because, like, before pala, I was really into dancing na, and then, you know, life happens and because of work, like, the traditional employment work, where I couldn't do the things that I love to do, and, like, right now, because of, like, freelancing, parang, happy ako, miss, because of course it's a way to like empower myself, own the confidence that once I've had and got lost na. So at least in freelancing, I'm able to parang spend more time with my family, my dogs, and then also do the things that I love to do before, which is dancing. Miss, I'm still learning naman, miss, and also venture thinking about business. So parang, that's very like powerful, miss. Sobrang galing lang talaga ng freelancing, miss. Hindi lang to hype. This is what I'm experiencing right now, so that I'm also like wanting to share to everyone about the beauty of freelancing. We're like, diba, miss? Like, we're not here to convince people, because I believe naman that we have, each one of us is may kanya-kanya tayong blessings sa life dahil anak tayo ni Lord. But so yun siya, miss. So, thank you.
Gusto ko yan. So nakita ko din, sabi din ni Anne, you were a former law student. So, paano napunta dun, di ba? Ano nangyari? Paano
siya, miss? Kung may 24 hours na tayo, miss, baka pwede ko makwento sa'yo. But to shorten the story, miss, parang, you know, like, it's not the plan that you have for yourself, but it's God's plan that will prevail. Maybe, but it was really a painful experience din, miss, na I got nag-quit na ako sa law school, but I tried my very best. But then, you know, maybe, ngayon ko na naiisip, miss, I truly believe that God has parang better plans for me. Kasi kung nag-law school siguro ako, baka sobrang believe ko na sa sarili ko, yung parang sobrang yabang-yabang ko, baka I don't become a good person na. So, ngayon, miss, ano lang talaga ako, go with the flow lang talaga ako sa plans ni Lord for me.
Oo. Tapos, paano ka napunta dun sa industry ng, diba, from healthcare? Paano? Why did you choose healthcare? Sa dami.
Oh. Miss, alam mo, hindi ko alam if like you also relate, but you know, like, totoo pala talaga sinasabi nila, miss, na you have to listen to your parents sa mga advices nila. Kasi dati, parang, ayoko nga, kasi my mom was really convincing me to take parang psychometrician board exam. Iniisip ko, parang kami ni Miss A, eh, na parang, ba't ako magtitake yan? Hindi ko naman nakikita yung sarili ko na magsa-psychometrician. But, you know, my mom was really parang, sige, take mo yan kasi para at least may professional license ka. So parang, nung after quit na ako sa law school, miss, nag-work ako sa corporate job as training and development. So parang HR, parang miss, psych-related. So parang, yung friend ko, inintroduce niya yung HelloReach. Sabi niya, yung ate niya, nag-work sa HelloReach, 50,000 yung sahod. At that point in my life, miss, was really like desperate na. So parang, ngayon ko na-realize na when you listen to your parents, parang it's way there na guide you in the right path. So, uy, may license ako, di pwede, pasok ako dito. So naging mas confident ako, miss, na mag-apply sa HelloReach. So, yes, thank you, mom.
Kasi license ka, diba? So, alam mo, you know, I think psychometrician, hindi lang sa akin, baka even sa viewers, they are not familiar with it. So, of course, very known kami sa nurse, sa doctor, diba? medtech, ayan yung mga usual na naririnig, di ba? So, what do you mean by psychometrician?
Parang specific field siya, miss, na they measure personality tests, IQ tests, yung mga measurements, test, mga ganyan, miss. So, ako naman, di naman ako mahilig sa mat-mat na mga ganyan, miss. Hindi ako magaling dyan. So, di ba? Pero God's grace lang talaga, miss. Nakapasa ako.
So, yung parang, oh my God, mini-measure yung IQ. Nakapasa ako bigla. So, eto na. How did pandemic, gusto mo yung, with the F, how did pandemic affected yung, ayan na, paano ka na napunta doon sa hello range?
So, miss, nung nag-pandemic, miss, parang that was the time that, like, people are starting, like, companies, they advise parang their employees to work from home. Parang, nung nag-work from home ako, miss, ay, parang, teka lang, parang gusto kong dito lang sa bahay, ah. Parang ganun, miss, nagustuhan ko yung setup na yun. And then, you know, like, God's angel really is parang helping the people around you, like, they said, mag-apply ka sa pagiging virtual assistant. I really believe na parang appointment yun sa'yo, miss, to bring you to where you are, like, meant to be. Mm-hmm. So, ganun, miss, nalaman ko yung virtual assistant. And, but, you know, the journey, I believe that kahit ikaw, miss, alam mo din talaga, miss Isa, that the journey of being a virtual assistant, hindi talaga siya madali. So, sa una talaga, parang, nako, parang failures, rejections, lahat-lahat, ma-experience mo bago mo, you know, para mas ma-cherish mo yung moment, miss, na pag dumating na yung right company, right client for you. So, yun siya, miss.
So, hindi si Hello Ratio first ever application mo?
Hindi, miss. Siguro maka naka 100 application
ako. I like it.
Oo.
100. Kasi ako lagi ko sinasabi sa kanila, 66 times ako na-reject. O, di ba? Bilang na bilang. So, it's si Jelly 100. So, ito yung Hello Race, sabi mo, ay, okay, ito na siya kasi healthcare, tapos license ako, baka dito talaga ako, di ba? So, paano mo siya nakita? Meron bang nag-introduce sa'yo? Nakita mo ba siya sa Facebook? Kasi, syempre, usually, ang kilala ng mga karamihan, onlinejobs.ph, Upwork, di ba? So, meron bang nagpakilala sa'yo kay Hello Race?
Divine appointment, miss, yung friend ko, sabi niya, yung ate niya daw, nurse, tapos kumikita ng 50K. At that, mm-hmm. So, parang nabulunan ako, miss. Yeah. Seriously, miss, at that stage in my life, I was really broke. So, parang desperate na ako, miss.
Kahit hindi ka magpakatotoo, di ba? Lahat naman talaga tayo dumaan dyan sa panahon na parang, ito na lang yung natitira. Aabot pa ba to? Di ba? Parang kakakawan mo pa lang, aabot pa ba to?
Hanggang sa...
Di ba? Totoo. Kasi every time na nag-TikTok ka, tapos pinapakita mo yung achievement mo, like with the jowa, diba? So, siya never, ito na yung last money namin. Diba? May TikTok ka na gano'n. Oh, diba? So, magkano yun? Magkano yung last money na yan?
Ano tala? Pero alam mo, miss, yung, kasi parang yun yung phase ng life ko that pinipipare ako ni God to go to another, ano term na yan, miss? Parang next level chapter of my life. Even though nawala kaming pera noon, parang I was at peace. Kasi sinurrender ko na lahat, miss. Before, kasi napaka-ambisyosa, boastful ko na tao. Parang I depend on my own strengths. So, yung mga times na nag-start na ako mag-freelancing virtual assistant, miss, parang nagtataka ako, ba't palagi ako nire-reject? Binibigay ko naman yung best ko. Kapag nag-a-apply ako, nag-aaral ako ng bonggang-bonggang aral. Pero bakit hindi ako napipili? Kulang ba? Okay, mga ganyan questions mo sa sarili mo, miss. But, so yun siya, miss. Yung mga rejections na yun, miss, parang it's a way of God's protecting you sa mga unfortunate na mga situations, like maybe bad clients, lowball clients, scammers. So, ganun. So, when I surrender myself, parang, Lord, pagod na ako, Lord, parang, sige, ikaw na bahala. Literal talaga, miss. Yung parang hindi ko na alam kung ano yung sasabihin ko sa interview na to. Parang, I'll just show up. And kasi pagod na ako, miss, drain na talaga ako. Yun yung time na parang dumating yung right client for me, miss.
So, miss. Pero how long have you been in the industry na?
Start ako, miss. Last year ako naku, miss, sabi ko naman, hindi ako magaling sa mat, hindi ako magaling sa mga dates, miss. Mga birthday ng mga best friends ko, miss. Hindi. Parang last year, February, ako nag-resign sa company ko.
Last year lang. And then, what happened Diba? During that, wala ka, na isang taon ka na ba?
Mm-mm. Yes, parang virtual assistant, parang isang taon. Pero sa Hello Rage, may 7 months.
And then, what have you achieved so far?
Achieve!
Compared to this achievement, oh, ano yung mga na-achieve mo na doon?
Yung pinaka na-appreciate ko talaga, miss. Actually, kapag na... Yung sinabi nga ni, ano, miss, ni Miss A, na parang i-invite ako ni Miss Isa for a collaboration because they want you to share a success story. Parang, what? Eh, parang gulat ako, miss, kasi parang bigla ako na-realize na, success na ba ako? Yung parang you don't realize that you're successful unless other people parang saying that, uy, maganda na yung nangyayari sa buhay mo. Yan, miss. So, like, somehow, like, I really am very appreciative na natutulungan ko na yung mom ko, miss. Kasi mom ko is a single mom. Ganun. So, natutulungan ko siya financially. And then, yun na siya, miss.
Pero alam mo, sobrang, yan talaga yung sinasabi ko. Kasi minsan, hindi talaga natin siya na-appreciate. Hindi naman saying natin siya na-appreciate, pero hindi mo siya napapansin na, oo nga, no. Kasi, ang dami, for sure, at ang daming mga estudyante sa Revasis na, you know, sometimes they are about to give up already. Tapos ay ko sinasabi sa kanila, alam mo kasi pinagpunta kayo sa TikTok, what they are sharing is the fruit na.
Yeah, exactly.
Hindi naman na-share ng mga tao yung, ano ko, yung, di ba, bago yung mulan ko to.
Tama, literal.
So, walang nag-share nung talagang journey before they got there. Yeah. So, people tend to be parang, okay, bakit ganun? Sila ang galing nila. Di ba? Ako wala pa din. So, before we got from where we are right now, dumaan kami dyan. So, gusto ko yung sabi mo kanina na para ma-appreciate mo. Kaya ganun yung naramdaman ko sa 66 times ka na-reject. Ano mong ginagawa ko? Ayaw niyo sa akin.
Oo.
No? At alam mo, yung first kaya ko, half oo pa yun.
Opo.
Ganun, itong half oo na to, maraming salamat dun sa mga, alam mo yun, mga empleyado, yung mga Pinoy na nagsabi sa client na bigyan mo siya ng chance. Yun.
Wow.
Na, gagawin ko lahat. Diba, gagawin ko talaga lahat para mapatunayan sa kanya na worth it yung half oo.
Opo. Tama, so, miss.
Maganda yan, di ba? At least now you're able to help your mom, di ba? Si Jowa din nag-work. So, preparation for the future, nandun na kayo, di ba? So, for 1 year, sabi nga, si Sai din, yung most recent din na na-invite natin, sabi niya din, my life turned 180 degrees. Di ba? So, ayun, gusto nyo pa yan. Oh my gosh. And then, anong mga struggles mo noon nung nagsisimula ka?
Yun na, miss. Parang yun siya talaga, miss. Parang, like, when I got employed, hindi man employed, kasi contractual kami, kasi virtual assistant tayo. Parang in the journey, it wasn't just about the gig, the work, the job, but it changed you, ikaw as a person, miss. Like, how you look things, how you value the opportunities that is given to you. Yung mga struggles ko talaga, miss, yung na-share ko sa iyo, miss, yung rejections. Minsan, may mga times na natutulan na lang ako, miss, umiiyak ako kasi bakit hindi niyo ako pinipili? Meron siya, miss. Tapos, syempre, alam mo naman yung efforts mo, miss, alam mo na you're giving your best, but yung mga times na yun, miss, I realized that God was just really testing your faith kung gaano ano, miss, kasi mag-hold sa promise niya. So, yun siya, miss, just like what I shared kanina, miss, na yung sa pinaka-last, na yung last point, dun ka na taga sa pinaka-peak, miss, na gusto mo na mag-give up, dun mag-show yung miracle. Yung parang surrender ka na, dun mag-show yung miracle. So, for people na parang may mga rejections, ngayon ko na-realize, mas embrace nyo yan. Kasi the more rejections, the more parang mas malaking blessings, miss. And yun siya, miss.
Oh, gusto ko yun. Diba? May mga magko-comment na dyan, prayer reveal, Jelly. Diba? So, prayer reveal lawa tayo. Pwede pero totoo, diba? Yung laging sinasabi na, ano talaga, God is parang guiding you. Meron ako nakitang meme to eh, kasi si Mr. Bean siya, na parang pag sinabi mo daw sa universe na gusto ko na, ready na ako, parang bigay mo na sa akin, magugulat ka na lang na, parang the path will just, parang it will help you where you should be, parang ganon.
Yes.
We really want to know about Hello Rich. Ako din kasi, kahit na etchusera lang ako, kasi wala naman ako sa atin. So, paano ba makakapasok dyan? And I know that you prepared something for us, so, ano ba, ganda tayo ni Jelly? Ano kayo dyan?
Hindi, miss, kasi parang sobrang na-amaze lang din ako. Like, you are making this program, miss, na parang sharing different niche sa collaborating. So, sobrang powerful yan, miss. And yung purpose naman natin, miss, di ba, is makatulong talaga. Kasi, kumikita naman na tayo. So, parang, gusto lang, hindi na kasi masaya kung ikaw lang yung nakaka-experience ng, parang maganda rin yung fulfilling din na, kasi Filipino people are very hardworking. So, parang, we deserve better talaga. Hindi lang yung mga sinasabi ng mga iba na tingin nila, ay, Filipino lang yan. Okay. Pero Filipinos are very hardworking people and they deserve better talaga.
Healthcare virtual assistant.
So hello everyone, for those who are tuning in, thank you so much for being here today. And so, again, my name is Jelly Sardan. I'm a registered psychometrician, and my advocacy really is to share about opportunities that is available. And so that's it. And I would just want to set a disclaimer: what I'll be sharing today, and like kanina a while back, it's my like based on my experience, my opinion does not reflect the opinions of the company that I work for. So thank you so much. So this presentation is for those with medical professions or degrees that are degree, I'm sorry, that is interested to be a virtual assistant. So to know, let's get to know about healthcare virtual assistants. So what is it? So healthcare virtual assistants are the powerhouse professionals of every clinic or healthcare business. How so? They are professional, often licensed medical practitioners, usually based offshore or like other countries or working remotely, work from home, who handle the day-to-day workload. So for some, other niche that it has been thriving, virtual assistant, we have social media manager, we have real estate virtual assistant, we have business virtual assistant. In healthcare, our clients are doctors, medical practitioners, hospitals, home healthcare companies, clinics, medical offices, nursing home, telehealth, mental health, and treatment centers. So at least you get an overview of what will be your prospective clients. Ideally, to become an excellent virtual healthcare assistant, one must possess a relevant medical degree or certification, because the medical profession or healthcare profession is very crucial because we are handling life. And a virtual assistant with medical degree or experience, so as a virtual assistant, you really need to be reliable, fast-paced environment, and then good work ethics, very efficient. So, ganun siya guys. So, hindi pwede pipetiks-petiks sa ganitong field. And I know sa lahat naman na virtual assistant niche. So, what does a medical virtual assistant do? So, the following dito sa list, just an example, doesn't mean that you have to know every task na andito, because sa company naman may free training naman, and also based on my experience, it really depends on the client that you will be working, ano yung mga tasks na i-assign sa iyo. So itong mga list, it's just like good to know, like an overview of the sample task. So first is appointment setting. So in the US compared to here in the Philippines, kasi before you see a doctor, you really have to set an appointment unless it's like medical emergency or emergency. So as a healthcare virtual assistant, you patient will call you, you'll set an appointment or you cancel an appointment, or you also send follow-ups, reminders to the patients if like their appointments are upcoming na. Next is email management. So this is very common then sa ibang niche. This is a way of communicating within the departments, different departments in your company or in your hospital. Or you it can also be a way na for you to answer parang general inquiries from other medical facilities. sa ganyan. So it's really also important for you to know like basic email management. And marami naman available sources dyan sa internet. So pwede nyo rin siya aralin. Next is medical scribe and transcription. So this task is about documentation of the live encounters with the patient and the doctor. So medical scribe is different from transcription. Medical scribe is yung live. So as a virtual assistant, you are on your laptop, on camera, you can interact with the doctor and the patient. So you can say, hi, hello, how are you? Ganyan. So you document the live encounters, yung mga sinasabi ng doctors. And on the other hand naman, sa transcription, medical transcription, some doctors like prefer to like record the live encounters with the patient and the doctor in the exam room. And then you, in your own time, as a healthcare virtual assistant, you can like document the encounter. So in this task, it will be helpful if you have good listening skills and also you're very like fast in typing speed and also you are familiar with medical terms. So that's it. Next is medical billing and encoding. So this is about like payments, virtual assistant encode the information about the insurance. So about the payment from the service that has been provided to the patients. Next is insurance verification. So, sa US kasi sobrang lahat talaga, halos lahat may mga insurance. So, you as a virtual assistant, you do call from the insurance company. You verify the eligibility and the benefits of the insurance. So, next is prescription refill. So, this is about the medication. Patients call the hospital or the clinics to like request for medication. So virtual assistants also do this prescription refill. And your next is inbound and outbound calls. So there are some like frequently asked questions asking me na non-voice ba yan? Admin task lang ba? Or like calls talaga. So my advice really is to be flexible on the tasks that you will be taking. So, but sa healthcare naman, hindi naman talaga super like calls, but it would really just depend on the client that you will be working. And other tasks also that I have not included here in the list is, for instance, you're calling the doctor's office to gather correct information about the patient, the doctor's information, or requesting for prescriptions, or requesting for the doctor to sign the paperwork for their patients. So, ang nakaganda lang din talaga, based on my experience, if you call like healthcare, like clinics, ganyan, yung mga nurses din, mga receptionists din nila, very professional din sila. So, less lang yung mga instances na mga irate. So, di ba, unlike sa mga BPO, syempre yung mga kapatid natin dyan, saludo talaga kami sa inyo on how you handle those parang difficult situations na mga irate. So, ganyan, sa healthcare, may mga calls, but usually hindi naman ganun. They're very professional. I also believe that what I mentioned earlier, that lahat tayo, we have swerte sa buhay and kanya-kanyang swerte and opportunities lang talaga yan. So ako na discover ko yung swerte ko sa company ni HelloReach. So HelloReach, they hire virtual assistant, healthcare virtual assistant, and also for dentistry, dental virtual assistant, and for ito sa mga animals. So di ba ang cute, mga veterinary virtual assistant. And next is to share to you a little bit of information about HelloReach. HelloReach was founded by 2017. So ngayon, mga 5 years na sila. And they have produced thousands of healthcare virtual assistant. They have helped these virtual assistant have higher standards of living for their family. And this was founded by Dr. Mark Carnett, which is very kind person rin talaga. And the healthcare virtual assistants, yung mga client natin is US-based, so client. So, the headquarters is in Arizona. So, yes. So, ito yung mga sample pictures. And the benefits and perks of our healthcare virtual assistants, unbeatable pay rates. So, our pay rates are $7 per hour and free training and certification rin siya. So the task that I've mentioned earlier, yun ituturo na HelloReach yun sa'yo. So then also work from home, permanent work from home, And the next is long-term work relationship. So they hillerish match the trainees. Kapag nakapasa sila sa training, they match it with the clients. Na yung goal talaga is to work long-term. Kasi parang, like doctors also would want parang consistency, familiar na sila sa mga tasks nila. It will like more parang beneficial to both parties, diba? And ito, US-based client, like I mentioned earlier, and passionate community. So not only passionate, but people from Hillerish are very professional talaga. And they are pro people. So kanto ko lang experience ko nung nagka-audit, parang they really reach out to help our healthcare virtual assistant dito sa Cebu. And like they really provided virtual assistants to like a conducive workplace environment para hindi ma-stop yung work nila. And good impression pa rin sa clients nila. Na clients namin. So, ito lang yung mga qualifications, mga requirements. So, applicants must be willing to meet the following requirements. Here, nakalagay dito na the virtual assistant must be a Filipino citizen and residing in the Philippines because like Dr. Cornet and his family is very passionate and advocacy talaga nila is to help Filipino people. So, yun siya. So, strictly residing in the Philippines. So, ito, proof of education or training, mga diploma, ganyan. And then also, valid government-issued ID and also NBI clearance. Kasi nga yung mga clients natin, they are professional. So, they would really want to para make sure talaga na professionals din talaga yung mga hinahire nila na virtual assistant. So, yun. Kasi, if I may share, there are other like general parang mga practices na like confidentiality between the patients and the facility. So, hindi pwedeng i-share lang ng basta-basta ng mga virtual assistants sa other people. So, kaya the number one talaga is the virtual assistants must be professional. So, eto, graveyard shift rin siya. Based on my experience and based on what I know, generally, graveyard shift talaga. But maybe there are some, depending on the client, that they allow day shift. And then, here, once you become parang nakapasa ka sa training na Hillerish, they will also help you register sa BIR. So, opo, registered po tayo sa BIR ang mga virtual assistant na Hillerish. And then for hardware and software requirements naman, yung nakalagay dito kasi everything that I have parang presented about Hillerish, makikita yan sa website. So, pwede nyo lang din dyan i-explore. So, these are only the minimum requirement. So, we have here operating system Windows 10 Home, and then CPU Intel Core i3, at least 6 GB RAM, and then internet subscription, and then we also have here CPU Intel Core 15. So my recommended, my minimum requirement, and then also people like ask me, pwede ba gumamit ng MacBook? So pwede naman siya. Nakalagay lang talaga dito is yung minimum requirement lang. And then if parang ayaw mong mag-apply, Siguro na nagdadalawang isip ka mag-apply kasi parang wala pa akong mga ganyan ng mga equipment. So at least like just meet the minimum requirement kasi mahihirapan ka rin talaga sa training if parang hindi maganda yung laptop mo. So pwede ka naman po, pwede natin gawin ng paraan, pwede tayong maghiram sa mga kakilala natin. And then you can just like upgrade it eventually if may sahod na kayo from the client. And also, included din po here is yung etong headphones and then webcam na maayos kasi gusto nga nila talaga professional, talaga professional looking na mga virtual assistant. So yun siya, guys. And then, so that's it. Thank you so much. So that's it, miss. Very short lang, and I hope na may natutunan sila dito. So you can visit the website, and if you have any other questions, may ano naman sila, may 24 hours na parang chat support. You can just inquire there.
Oh, there you go. So I have a few questions. Maybe, you know, nahihiya sila magtanong. But number one is, do they accept part-time applicants?
Based on what I know, miss, they prefer full-time. Because sa training kasi sa Hillerish, hindi lang siya 3 days, ganyan. So ano din siya, period of time. And once the parang virtual assistant na nakapasa sila doon, parang kapag nakapasa ka na doon, parang they protect you also. So they want na if you work for a client, the client will make sure for the virtual assistant to work at least 8 hours.
Okay. And then, do you have to be a graduate or pwedeng nakapag-practice ka lang, like hindi mo na sa med pero medical field para hindi mo natapos. Pwede ba 'yon?
Miss Isa, thank you for asking that kasi nakalimutan ko po i-share. Na parang general requirement talaga nila is for applicants to have a medical degree or exception or any allied course, so rad tech, PT, nurse, pharma, psych, mga ganyan. The exception is BPO experience handling healthcare account at least 2 years.
Oh, there you go. Bakit ba hindi ako nakapag-handle nun? Makapag-handle ako na sa BPO. Pero super, kasi diba, super parang for me, kasi wala, ang na-handle ko lang dati is booking lang for flights attend, diba, parang hindi naman siya related to healthcare, o diba, so pwede pa din. Pero, like, hindi po pwedeng graduate, ay hindi po pwedeng hindi ka graduate, ganyan.
Need po na may degree. Yung exception po is BPO experience handling healthcare account for at least 2 years.
Alright, okay.
Pero miss, pero yun din yung usually like frequently asked question, but they can really, but if they don't have medical experience, a medical degree or background or hindi sila pasok dun, don't you worry guys because yan din yung parang binigyan ng answer ng nila Doc Carnett, the founder of HelloRage. They have the sister company which is Pineapple. I think Pineapple Staffing siya before, but nag-rebrand sila miss Pineapple Virtual Hub. So, yun. So, at least, hindi ko lang alam if updated miss ha, but what I knew is high school graduate yung minimum requirement. And kung iba yung course mo, like my boyfriend, engineer po siya, but dun siya. Kasi gusto niya mag-BA. Dun siya sa Pineapple. Opo.
Alam mo, madami akong na-receive na good review sa Pineapple. Kasi, you know, some agencies na kilala is parang pag nag-VPN ka tapos nalaman mo kung magkano yung payment ng client tapos iba yung natatanggap ng VA. Si Pineapple, different yung mga nare-receive kong reviews about them. So nakakatuwa naman, HelloRage and Pineapple is sister company pala. Oh, okay. That's nice. And then, ano ba yung tanong ko? Gano'ng katagal the training?
Sa Pineapple Staffing po, I knew at parang 2 weeks. But it's a case-to-case basis po talaga eh. Sa HelloRage naman po, 1 month or maximum 2 months. Okay. Ganun siya, miss. So, okay. And also to, I forgot to mention, the training is not yet paid, guys.
Pero okay lang yun, di ba? Kasi mababawi mo. For medical scribing, di ba usually may mga corresponding code yung mga terms nila dyan?
Opo. Wow, alam mo yan, Miss Isa. Ang galing.
Ano dun sa comment pa talaga? Is it included in the training daw ba? Ayan.
Opo.
Ah, it is. It is included.
And yung task na medical scribing, tinuturo po yun sa training.
Oh, okay. That's nice. And then, another question. Another tanong! Kala mo ba? Hindi, my question is, like, so yung training, is it like 8 hours of training? Ganon? Ganon ba siya?
For yes, two? Miss. Oh. 8 hours per graveyard. So, at least, miss, like, for me and my experience, it was really first time for me to, like, try graveyard shift. So, sa training kasi, miss, the training was very challenging. Dun, so, yung alam mo yun, miss, yung parang principle na tinitrain kayo na yung challenging yung training, para kapag ma-destino na kayo sa client nyo, ready, equipped, fully competent kayo. So, ganun siya, miss. So, yung graveyard shift ko, miss, medyo challenging siya at first. Pero, di ba, miss, challenging talaga yung graveyard shift. But right now, like, it's manageable naman na, miss.
May tanong ako kasi hindi siya BPO pero nasa MaxiCare siya. So, di ba health din yon? Tapos parang ilang years na siya doon. Exception ba yon or hindi?
Actually, miss, just like I mentioned earlier, sa case-to-case basis, so sa mga ganyan, miss, like they can email HelloRage directly or chat support. Kasi I think, di ba miss, pwede naman. Hindi naman ako yung magde-decide yan, miss. So, they can inquire email about that. Sa website.
Baka naman. Charot! Ito na, naalala ko may tanong ko. So, when you're done with the training, And then you need support. Meron ba si Hello Rage? Like, do you have a TL na pwede mong lipitan? Kasi BPO, di ba? BPO structure. Meron kang TL. TL pa paano ba to? Hindi ko alam ganyan, ganyan. So, meron ka bang malalapitan na ganun sa Hello Rage?
Yes, miss. Yung mga internal na mga, like, they have like account managers, like they also kumusta if you have any concerns talaga about the client, whatever help you need, they are very available naman talaga, miss.
Oh, there you go, ha. So para mapunta kayo dyan, search nyo lang si Hello Rage sa Google. Ayan, so papakita ko si Hello Rage. Ay, nawala na si Hello Rage. Hello Rage. Ayan. So, pwede kayo dito. Dito yata mag-click for apply. So, mayroong healthcare, dental, veterinary. Ano ka dito?
Healthcare, Miss Isa. Healthcare po.
Gano kadaming clients sa Hello Rage? One client ka lang ba for the entire time? Ganon?
Ako kasi, Miss, like, di ba, like, full-time naman talaga, Miss. Like, that is the like, recommended full-time. So, ako, I have one client, miss. I think, pwede naman with other client, but yung specific na sinabi is, hindi lang parang healthcare related din. If you have other clients or other, like, siguro other niche, pwede. Ganun siya, miss.
Okay. Kasi, di ba, may some other VAs are, or agency, parang bibigyan ka nila ng putol-putol. So, for example, 4 hours for this client and then another 4 hours for this client. Ganun din ba for Hello Rage?
Actually, Miss Isa, that, yun yung iniiwasan. Kasi kapag, that's why it's recommended to have to for the virtual assistant to work for full-time. Because kapag ganyan, Miss, very, very mahirap kumanap ng tugma itong oras nito na client sa ganito na available na time, and then maghanap ka na naman ng another client na ito lang din yung time. So imagine, miss, we already spent time sa training, 1 to 2 months, maximum 2 months, and then matatagalan yung virtual assistant makahanap, makamatch ng client niya because of that parang complication.
Mm-hmm.
Opo. So that's why it's recommended to work for full-time, miss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, there you go. Oh, diba? Ang dami natin natututunan. Ang cute. Alam mo, super, hindi ko alam kung so, bakit super excited ako sa kanya. Siguro nga kasi nga, dream ko na maging nurse in the past. So parang, nung narinig ko yung Hello Rage din, sabi ko, gusto ko siya. Kaso yun na, nung tinignan ko na yung qualifications, syempre wala naman ako dun sa mga yun. But now, we have pineapple staffing. Alam niyo na guys, diba? Play-play na dyan. Okay. Pero like, our, you know, medical clients, are they responsive? Kasi sa real estate, siguro mga puputi na yung buhok mo bago sila mag-reply. Joke lang po mga real estate clients dyan. So, ano naman, hindi sila ganun ka-responsive because nga they are driving most of the time. So, parang minsan once in a blue moon lang sila mag-chat sa'yo. So, about medical VAs ng mga clients mo naman ganun?
Based on the naririnig ko sa mga friends ko, miss, and based sa experience ko rin, miss, very, ano naman sila, miss, very responsive. Like, for example, if you're a medical scribe, you can, like, interact with your doctor, pwede kayong magkamustahan, but still, parang remain professional. If you have any other concerns, you're free to express any other concerns, miss. So, yun lang. So, except lang talaga kapag sobrang busy sila, but they will get back to you naman through email or parang Google chat. So, they're very responsive naman, miss.
Aww, and then they are very professional as well. Nakakakausap
kayo
or hindi?
Sorry, miss, I didn't get it.
I'm sorry. Na mga pasyente, nakakakausap kayo or hindi?
Sa akin, miss, hindi. But yun, if medical scribe ka, miss, may iba na mga sa, kunwari sa pedia, nakakausap nila yung mga kids na nagpapa-check up. So, very cute. Nag-hi-hi sila sa mga monitor. Mga ganun, miss.
So, ayun, there you go. O, diba? Super exciting. So, meron pa ba kayo mga questions, guys? There you go. Ay, ito pala, dahil nabanggit mo na si Jowa. Si Jowa, engineering. Tapos, napunta siya sa pineapple.
Yes, miss. Ano siya? Electrical engineer siya, miss. And then, ganun din yung story niya, miss. Parang nagtugma lang talaga kami na the pandemic, and then like he was also trying to apply anywhere, apply siya BFP, apply siya sa mga companies, but hindi siya natatanggap. Kasi ako, nagka-question din ako, but boy, magaling ka, boy. Ang galing mo, talino mo, engineer ka nga, di ba? Pero ba't hindi ka na, pero, so, during that process, just really encouraging him, or reminding him, but affirming him of like, his worth. Kasi, di ba, kapag mga rejections, miss yan yung mga tests sa'yo, na parang, am I enough? Yung mga ganyan, mga moment mo, miss. So, yun siya, miss, parang si God lang talaga nag-guide sa amin, miss. Naka-try din siya, miss, na mga low-ball patients, low-balling clients, mga ganun.
Oh, yung cute naman. Kasi, hindi totoo yan. Kapag talaga nare-reject, sa mga lalaki, tinitake talaga nila very, ano, parang deeply, diba? So, ganyan din si JP eh. So, cute. Dapat talaga mag-meet tayong apat virtually.
Yes, miss.
So, ayun. Here you go, guys. May mga questions pa ba? So, ayan, Jen.
Yun din, miss. Parang, I decided to be a virtual assistant because like I was envisioning what I would want my life to be for long term. So growing up, miss, my mom is a single mom and she was working as a police woman. So hindi siya wala siya masyadong time, but for to provide everything I need. And so like I would want to, kapag ako naging mother ako soon, gusto ko nasa bahay lang ako, gusto ko na nakakita ko yung mga future na mga anak ko. So, ganun siya, miss. So, that's why virtual assistant is really a blessing. So, ang daming mga mommies, miss, na parang gustong-gusto nila mag-VA. Kasi for that, due to that reason, miss. And like you, di ba, miss? Like, girl boss, like ultimate girl boss, miss. Like, how, teach me how, miss.
Ang tanong, ready ka na ba?
Nagpo-pole dancing pa nga ako, miss. Yung ba yung mga mukhang ready?
Huwag muna, enjoy yung mga
video. Yes, miss.
Totoo yan, very true yan. Yan talaga yung reason. Kasi nung dati na sa Pasay pa ako, na 6 hours ang aking working time. So, uuwi ako dito, patulog na yung anak ko, aalis ako ng tulog pa. So, ayan, very totoo naman talaga yan.
Sobrang hurtful, miss.
Oo, kasi alam mo yung sasendan ka na lang ng video na kumakain na siya, sasendan ka ng video na nagtatampo siya sa'yo.
Aww.
Yung pinakamasakit na part. Naalala ko yan kasi parang recently, ito kasi sa Facebook medyo mapanakit, ano? So, nabalik niya yung mga memory. So, yung mga stories ko before na nagtatampo sa akin si Kulit, ayan, parang recently ko lang siya ulit nakita. Kaya sabi ko, ay, nakaka-relate ako talaga ng super. Na-miss ko yung mga mother nila. Ayan, oo, totoo yan, Anne. Diba? So, si Lexus yung second ko, hindi ko siya nakita na lumakad, hindi ko yun nasaksi. Okay. Parang na-video na lang ni Jo. Diba? So, ayun, there you go. Well, thank you so much for sharing. You know, you're the first person to have a presentation. So, super, super happy talaga kami. Talagang ibang level. Sabi mo nga kay Anne, paghahandaan mo.
Miss, kanina ko lang talaga ginawa yun, miss. And I would like to apologize for the viewers and for you, for the Reva, sa technical difficulties. Miss, siguro next time, miss, mag-ano tayo, run-through tayo ng mga technical, miss. No, wow, na feeling mo yung next time.
Yes, ano ba yan? Next time, kasama si Jowan.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you as well, Jelly. And we have a lot of questions. If you have any, pwede ninyong i-follow si Jelly. Jelly has a YouTube channel as well. I-promote mo naman ang YouTube mo, diba? So, hanapin natin and i-show natin sa kanila. Alam mo, nung nakaraan ang pinapanood ko na video mo is yung para mag-create ng video intro.
Kasi, opo, miss.
Ako sa mga students. So, sabi ko, wala, ipapanood ko sa kanila yung video production mo, diba? So, promote mo sa kanila yung YouTube mo. There you go.
Hello, everyone. So, parang I really try to like respond to everyone's parang comments, messages, at TikTok's comment. Pero sobrang hirap talaga kasi we don't do this full-time naman, di ba? Miss, di naman tayo full-time YouTuber or TikToker is kasi we also have a job. We also have to parang provide food in the table. So I would like to apologize for that. So my only means of parang sharing is through my YouTube channel. So, kung gusto niyo mga detailed na mga about virtual assistant, andun lang po siya. You can check on out Jelly Sardan Vlogs. Yun siya, miss. And then, TikTok na rin din, miss. So,
ano kayo dyan? O, diba? Ayan, madaming videos yun si Jelly. So, $7 per USD mass hiring. O, diba? So, virtual assistant resume, free training. O, ang dami yan. O, ultimate interview guide. So, pinapakita yan lahat ni Jelly. Ito yung pinapakita na nakaraan.
Opo. Hindi kasi pangarap ko talaga, Miss Isa, mag-artista. So, parang hindi naman pwede sa traditional artista. Kaya, ito na lang.
So, nakamukha mo si Maymay. Kinala mo si Maymay.
Opo.
O, yung modeling. Alam mo
yan. I get that a lot, miss. So, yun siya, miss. Yung mga ganyan mga moments, parang God is still parang answering your prayers, but in a different form, in a way that you didn't expect, but in a better way. Kasi through this, di ba, miss, we can help other people naman, which is the main parang purpose natin in life. So thank you so much, Miss Isa. I'm very happy to meet you, and I hope we can still connect in the future and do collaborations. If you need me, just send me PM. Thank you so much, miss.
Yes, ano ba? Ipapakita ko yung ano ni, yung iyong TikTok. Ano sa
Kaya.
Si Jelly. Madami din yung TikTok eh. Para ma-inspire kayo lalo. There you go. Hindi ko alam baka sa internet ko. Kasi nag-uulan-ulan dito. Where are you from, Jelly?
Sa Cebu, Miss Isa. So if you're planning to come here in Cebu, just let me know, miss. Date tayo.
Kapan kang mag-Tagalog, eh. Kasi most of the people that I know from Cebu, mas comfortable sila in English. Talagang nahihirapan sila mag-Tagalog, diba? So there you go. Thank you, Jelly.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much, Miss Isa. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, everybody. So have a great one, guys. Bye.
You have been listening to Revapod, the home of real estate virtual assistants. This has been your host, Alyssa. And if you enjoy the Revapod episode for today, we'd love for you to follow us on Spotify. Thank you and see you on the next episode. Bye.